What's up, guys? Welcome to our lovely podcast where we talk highly of everything we watch.
Totally.
We didn't just talk about Halo, one of the best shows of the season.
Ten's only.
But we decided to watch. This is one of the shows that was nominated, or sorry, movies that was nominated for best animated movie.
Yeah.
In the anime category.
Yes, in different anime awards. Yeah.
Not in the Oscars. Yeah,
yeah. Was this not Oscar worthy, Bob?
Not Oscar worthy.
So I'm Forrest Bob. No one gives a shit. But either way, we watched The Tunnel of Summer, The Exit to Goodbyes, which came out technically in 2022, but probably released in the U.S. in 2023. That's probably why I think.
Damn, what I told you is behind.
Well, about 1 year probably.
Created or animated by Studio Clap.
That intro for the fucking movie.
We watched the fucking clap scene about 30 times.
Yeah, we did.
We couldn't get the stupid thing to work.
The subtitles wouldn't come up.
Where do we? High Dive. We gotta talk again. It's been a while. I really liked you.
You were doing really great.
You were on the other side, bro.
We gotta talk real quick. One, A, why do I, when I download things, why is it just put it in the quickest download order? So if I download 1 through 10, it'll be like 1, 3, 7, 4, 2. Fuck that. And why can't I click my subtitle button if I'm streaming it to the TV? Anyway, you've been doing pretty good. Thank you for coming by again. This is our monthly topic of maybe...
They're like, you have to download our app, bro. You just stream it over my phone.
I would also like to say one other thing. You are doing better than Hulu. Like, yes. Even the ads on on other things, Hulu, your ads are way too long, man. There's like fucking like 5 ads for like 3 minutes.
No.
It's not like other things. It's like these ads are long. But, you know, back to the important case of the movie. I got over on my shitting on every app.
So it's about a high school kid, I think.
Yeah, most likely.
I think they're high schoolers.
Yeah, pretty sure. They're high school age. Introverted kid, I guess.
Tragic backstory.
His sister's dead.
Yep. His dad's...
His dad's an alcoholic.
Because his sister's dead.
And blames him for the death of his sister.
Be fair. Was it kinda his fault? He didn't take her out.
It's related, but not his fault.
Not like it's not like, you know, he like pushed his sister and she died, right?
It's like, go get me that coffee from down the street and then you got hit by a car. Yeah. You're like, you know, if I didn't want the coffee, maybe he wouldn't have died.
It's the hindsight guilt.
Yeah.
Right? More than
survivor's guilt, basically.
Survivor's guilt more than immediate guilt.
Because they don't explain it until later on. She dies from falling out of a tree to get a bug.
He liked. Yeah. So he's obviously an introverted kid because trauma, right?
He's haunted.
He's just a haunted kid, kind of coasts, listens to music on his Walkman. Very, very Shinji vibes.
That's right. This is taking place in 2005.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Yes.
2005.
Would
have been better if you had the Walkman with the record, you know? Way more cooler.
So very, very Shinji vibes. He's got them Shinji vibes at the beginning.
You know, shitty parents, no siblings.
Shitty parent.
Where's your mom? Oh, yeah, your mom left them after the sister died. Yeah. That's right.
So the very, very standard sad boy.
Yeah.
So then obviously he meets his counterpart, right?
Sad girl
that just moved here.
That just moved in.
That's also a dick.
Yeah. I think it's your stereotypical aloof girl from like the city that comes in.
Yeah, but your Shinji meeting Rei.
Yep, self-imposed outcast.
No,
she's a mixture of Rei and Asuka.
Yeah, she's Rei, quiet, but Asuka feisty.
Yeah,
you're right. I can see that.
And then when she gets talkative, she just becomes Asuka.
Yeah.
And then obviously the whole premise of this movie is them being brought together by the discovery of a supernatural
magic
phenomenon.
Tunnel. Yeah.
What I'd like to call it, the vagina cave.
Yes.
Secret tunnel. Yep.
Brought together by this supernatural phenomenon that I guess has the possibility of either A, granting wishes, or B, bringing back lost things, including the dead.
Maybe. We're still unsure about that.
Not sure about that.
Never made it that far.
It's an urban myth, so everyone knows about this, allegedly.
It's a famous tunnel that you can find on the maps.
And he stumbled upon it by almost dying.
Yep.
He almost got isekai'd by a train.
Because he's going on a sad boy walk.
Yeah, you know, on the middle of the train tracks, as you do when you're sad.
As you do when you're sad.
I remember doing that back in my day.
And it made him secretly discover this tunnel, right?
Yeah.
And then he walks into this tunnel. He finds a bird that allegedly died. He finds his sister.
It was his bird.
It was his bird, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He finds
sister
a sister shoe. And that starts this whole...
And then he goes back, and he's been gone for 3 days.
A week.
No, a week.
A week.
He's been gone for a week.
Yeah, it was a week.
He goes back home with his bird and his dad's shoe, and the dad shows up like, don't ever run away again. And I'm like, bro, I was gone for like a couple hours. He's like, no.
You're gone for a week.
For a week. I'm
like, what? And then, and then the things ensue, right? Obviously, because every... This is very much like every movie like this. I mean... This is how we feel like most of these kind of like drama anime movies work.
Yeah.
You have either one sad character or two sad characters that are brought together by supernatural phenomena.
One is always a transfer student.
Yeah.
So it has to be.
Doesn't have family, lives in their own house.
That's right.
Because it's always a person from the place meets a person from outside the place is brought together by supernatural phenomena.
All they needed to hit the other check mark is have her be like a foreigner. Yeah. They've hit all the check marks of stereotypical anime.
Yeah. Stereotypical, you don't have parents or your parents work abroad and you live by yourself in this apartment.
And I mean, even more specifically, even outside of like anime logic, because there's different genres within anime and each one functions under different rules. But under just like this certain type of anime film, right? Whether this is just... like your standard Makoto Shinkai Fair Now, or like when we watch like the Cat one, or like all these other movies that are like this, is the same, almost the same kind of story in a very similar packaging.
This I want to be a Makoto Shinkai movie.
Yeah. Yes.
But I did it. I couldn't cut it.
I have a worse anime team, artist team, and I got $20 in my pocket.
I got no budget.
I got no budget to do this.
But I can make maybe somewhat of a compelling story.
And that's what it is, right? And always the supernatural phenomenon exists, and its gimmick always is very conveniently in line with what these characters need for character development. Yeah.
Like, the story itself's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not.
It is very, as we said, cookie-cutter drama.
It's very generic for that type of story.
Yeah. It's the sci-fi drama, whatever you want to call it. You're just like, oh, okay, normal kids. Might as well just have them be real sad all the time.
Like, these films always have to take place in an area that's, like...
middle of nowhere.
Either middle of nowhere and overly scenic.
Yeah. Has to be the forest, you know?
That's Japan.
Well, that's the thing. That's just Japan in general. Because, obviously, all your folklore stuff comes from the areas outside the city.
Right? You gotta have a montage with the catchy music.
Yeah. It's almost like a... it's like your name set a precedent that everything else has to follow.
Hey, it works.
I'm not saying it doesn't, right? Like, because there's moments of this movie that, you know, scratch the, oh, I wish I could see that, right? Or that's pretty.
Yeah.
Or it's the I guess you can call it, what's the word? Japan scenery porn.
I also feel like this show didn't have as much as you're used to.
No, it has some.
Like, the sunflower scene was really nice with the train stop.
Oh,
and then I guess the tunnel was cool.
The fireworks scene was kind of cool.
Oh, the fireworks scene was cool.
You always have to have
fireworks. Yeah.
Of course.
It's
reflecting off the water.
Exactly. Because it is just, you know, it's a cultural touch point.
Yeah.
It's almost like you have to have a Sakura scene in any slice of life, right? Or romance. Because within, like, even just Japanese visual language, right? They mean things.
Yeah.
Right? And so movies like this always have that. If you have any movie dealing with summer, obviously it has to have, like, cicadas. It has to have a festival. It has to have fireworks, right? Because that's just part of the visual language of being like, oh, we're in Japan.
We're young in Japan
in
the summer.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the festival to happen again.
Yeah. Got to hold hands while watching the fireworks.
You know, that's why every romance from that, you know, from that has that. It's almost like how every romance in the U.S. has to have prom.
Or, you know, that makes sense.
Or something like that, right? It's just a cultural touch point that you have to hit.
It's like, you know what happened, yeah. So we're going to put it in exactly. you.
And that's fine. And that's fine, and I can understand it. It's just like, I feel this movie wants to hit all these touch points, and it does. They're just not very impactful.
It was doing kind of well until like the halfway point, and then it just lost me.
I don't know. There's some parts that, like, I really like the part, obviously, in the beginning where she punched the shit out that's of that correct. Person.
And which is why that part gets clipped to Kingdom Come.
That character also doesn't, like, it shows her character slightly.
Yeah.
But she changes so quickly in the movie that her quietness, demeanor, you don't feel that from her ever again.
She just needed to meet the right person, you know?
Yeah. But then it's like, you also got the girl who got punched. You see her one more time, apologize. Yeah. That's it.
Well, it's supposed to be a character development shown in montage form.
Yeah, but I thought maybe she would help at some point. And she's just like, hey, sorry. Bam. Do it again. Let's move on.
This is how they met. It was raining. He lends her an umbrella. And she's like, I'll give it back to you whenever I see you. They happen to go to the same school because she just transferred. And then one day she follows him into the tunnel. And you're like, what are you doing here? What is this place? And I'm like, whoa, what are you doing here? Blah, blah, blah.
Fuck out.
He's gone for a week. And then she's like, something sus.
I'm going to follow him.
Yeah.
Maybe some sex cult over here.
Something sus. Something's not right.
And then they're like, wow, for science, let's investigate this tunnel.
Yeah. Which.
And that's how they become friends.
Somewhat makes sense. They do a lot of investigating for a very obvious, like, it don't work if I go in there and time go fast. So you're just like,
My phone don't work if I walked here for 3 minutes.
Yeah. I thought there's going to be, like, some weird things because later on, there's the one scene where she's walking in circles. Like, you know where the boundary of time kind of, like, breaks?
You can see it.
Yeah, and she can see him turning slowly, move, blah, blah, blah. But what would have been interesting would have been like her stepping forward into that boundary, past the boundary to touch him and go back. Like, would time have sped up so fast that.
It didn't explain.
Yeah, no, I know. I feel like there's like stuff that they tried to touch on.
Yeah.
And then they didn't explain things good enough. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that's always the weird thing to me.
Like, text didn't go through.
Blah, yeah, blah, when blah. You look at like. Especially when you look at something like this with the supernatural phenomenon, right? Where the movie kind of wants it to make sense when something like that isn't supposed to.
Yeah.
Okay, I realized why all that stuff was happening. It's a short movie. It's only an hour 20.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of it was padding.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It felt a lot longer, though.
Yeah, because I was like, maybe it was like an hour 40, but it's an hour 20.
Did it? I did feel like it was pretty short. Because I felt like it hit beats, or it had a speed up to beats. Because it had to hit those beats with only being like, you know, like a 90-minute movie or whatever. Right?
There was part, I said, that's why I don't understand why the beginning felt so rushed with her. Just, she comes into school, she's an asshole. Now they're best friends.
Now we're best friends.
After a cheeky montage, they're best friends.
Yeah.
Well, even then, there was like a whole weird in between that they weren't best friends by the, or before the montage. Like,
yeah.
There was a lot of time before that montage, but they're still friends.
Yeah.
Shit was happening, but it was just like, I don't know. It just felt rushed. And then all the montage and them figuring out shit felt slow.
Okay.
What I would have done personally is probably drew out more character development in the beginning.
And then rushed the fucking tunnel.
Yeah, rushed the montage. Like, you don't need to add all the montage of time shit.
I don't need the science, dude. Yeah. It's like, a sci-fi movie.
Like, you could have shown, you do this fast forward shit. You get her the manga, and then you can explain her being a writer longer, maybe more about his side story and what happened to
That shit was rushed as fuck, because he wanted to get his sister back so he could have his family back, because he feels like, you know, his sister dying, broke up his parents, and now he has a shitty family. And then she just wanted a manga,
what she wanted was to be able to create stuff to be guaranteed, like, to be not famous, but to be able to put herself out there.
Yeah.
She didn't want the manga back. She just didn't have the courage to.
Oh, I thought she wanted that specific manuscript because her dad broke it up. Because she's like, you're not going to be like your grandparents.
Yeah, but
because he's a loser and he's broken and she never got it back.
But she also wanted other talent. farther into
it. Oh, from the tunnel.
Yeah. Because that's why she wanted to go back, like, for other
things,
too.
That was her wish. Her wish was to be special.
Yeah.
Because, like, every creative, you feel like you're shit. Anything you make.
It is true.
That's a very teenage dream.
Our art is garbage.
I want to be special.
Yeah, like, exactly, right? It's just every teenager.
Shit on yourself. You're an artist. You hate everything you do, but that one guy... really good.
Yeah. and you hope that someone likes your stuff or whatever, since the fear that no one's ever going to like it and stuff. And that's what she has, right?
Yeah.
That is her, like, driving motive.
And basic artist.
And then his driving motive is like, so my family's been shit since my life's been shit since my sister's died.
If I bring my kid back. Yes.
If I bring my sister back, it'll fix things.
Yeah.
It's very deep. Very,
don't think very about heavy. Don't think about how we're gonna get her back into the system, where she went, and bury her.
No kid thinks of this, right?
No, I know.
No, obviously. No person thinks of this, especially with their trauma. It's like you just want to fix it.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't think they ever explained it. You know, when they're losing time.
Yeah.
Does he age? Do people age in there?
No, I don't think so. Because I think...
I don't think he aged.
I think the tunnel works on the...
That time is your time you've used.
Works on, like, the black hole principle.
Yeah.
Right? So...
The 2 minutes you were in there was 10 years out here, but you only aged 2 minutes.
Exactly.
Yes, I understand. Yeah, okay. That's what I guessed.
Yes.
But, like, I felt like if they're going to do, like... research. That's a very important research. I feel like time moving and you not aging is very key to life. Because, you know, with it happening later on, with all that time wasted, there would have been more consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I mean, she explains her whole thing with her grandpa and her manga or whatever, and he reads it. And you're like, wow, that's pretty good. Can I read it again? And she's like, oh my God, you like it? Ooh.
Yeah.
Now we fuck.
And now he goes home and her dad's like with some bitch. And he's like, this is your new mom. We're going to get married. So he's like, what?
I think it's also
that also never makes sense to me. I felt so rushed. I don't even know who that was. Yeah. This dumb bitch comes in and is like, yeah, we're getting married tomorrow.
Like, yeah. I know it's rushed, but we got
to
do it.
It exists.
To drive
solely to drive him to do it's what a, he does after.
It's
a plot device.
We have an hour and a half of a movie.
It's not character driven. It is merely a plot device.
The movie's an hour and a half and there's montages we could have cut for this important information.
Not even an hour and a half. But after that he gets triggered. He's like, I'm not going through this tunnel myself.
Because it makes sense for the dad to move on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As an adult, right?
To be fair,
like 8 years or something. Yeah.
To be fair, I thought he would have moved on a little bit earlier. I understand it's key family, key moments. Yeah. It's very important.
It's all Japan, so.
It's also Japan. But it's like, it felt like his character was so fucking tied up to this issue.
Yeah.
That in the fucking, I don't know, month that they were in the tunnel, that like the whole movie?
Mm-hmm.
He fucking flipped like that.
I feel like...
Because there never showed any signs he was moving on.
Yeah.
He was having family. It just felt like... He's like, fuck you, you did this.
Bring her back.
Next episode, or next fucking 10 minutes, they're like, yo, look at this new wife, dude. Yeah. You'll love him.
I do feel like, even if it wasn't explicitly shown, I do feel like it would have been nice to see hints of his household... changing as he is changing.
Yeah.
Because he is, right? This other girl is making him kind of forget about the, you know...
He's moving on.
Yeah, he's moving on in his own way.
Yeah.
He's using this phenomenon to move on and her to move on.
Because there's no sign of it. And it's also, you know how there's no sign at all? Because she goes, oh, who dat?
Because I...
My son.
Because I feel like...
You mean tell me you had a son?
Because I feel like it would have been more impactful... to the audience, because I understand the idea of it being whiplash to the character because he's so blindsided by what he's doing, he doesn't notice. But if the audience noticed, I think it would have built better tension to that moment.
Yeah.
So then you are just waiting for the moment that he finds out. So when he finds out, it hits harder.
Yeah. Because it was whiplash for him, and it was whiplash for me.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, when she was talking, I'm like, oh, maybe he's starting to move on. That's what my thought was. Like, oh, he got a girlfriend. Good for this man. He's moving on. He's a dick. He's an asshole. Fuck him. He's moving on.
Yeah, he's moving on. He's trying to be a better person. Yeah.
But now it's just like, yeah, I moved on so fast.
I mean, I didn't know. Maybe it was a mistranslation. I don't know.
I don't think it was.
No. He was just like, yeah, we're getting married tomorrow. I'm like, what?
Because they talked about moving to Tokyo.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because he got a new job and shit.
And that's what pushes him to, like, speed up the timeline.
Yeah.
I wonder how that affected his plans. Like, my son fucking disappeared. He's been gone for years. Anyway.
Well, I think he was doing whatever he was doing. Well,
he tells the girl he ran away, right? Yeah. And it's not like he doesn't have a history of doing so.
Away, yeah. So he's like, oh, he did it again. Whoop.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd argue after like a year, it's a little bit different. Yeah. Like week ago.
So after this incident, he goes into the tunnel for many years.
Yeah, for like 8 years. Well, I think it's almost like 10 by now.
Don't know how long he was in there. Not in the outside world, but like in time in the tunnel.
Well,
it's
like a few hours.
Well, it never says because the last time he checks the clock
was before he falls.
He's like, before he finds his sister, he's like 14 hours in or something like that.
14
hours. Like 14 minutes.
I think it's minutes. Because it's like the scale is very high. It's like per minute, like almost like months.
It's like 10 seconds is one.
But I know when he checked, he said he was already like 4 years in.
Yeah.
Before he finds the door where his sister is, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like all of his stories, you know, he meets the dead person. The dead person is like, you fucked up. You should have just lived.
Yeah. Fucking dumb, bro. The sister's like, bro, I thought you had someone to some bitch outside. And like, I do. Yeah, what are you doing here? Like, you right. And I was like, you stupid motherfucker.
That's the thing, right? Because that is always how these stories work.
Yeah,
right?
Always.
Yeah. I mean, the because this is hitting like the very bare minimum of what you read a character is supposed to do, and he just does those things, right? Because like the character, every character, right, if you read any fucking character theory, whatever, is supposed to have a want and a need. His need is to move on from this tragedy. His want, provided by the supernatural phenomenon, is to revive his sister because that's what he thinks will fulfill his need. When it's not. Obviously, this girl is the person that's going to do that and help him do so. And then his want is going to tell him that he fucked up and he missed his need, right?
Yeah. It was so much funnier if she didn't wait 14 for 14 years.
It's gonna be
like, I'm married.
It's going to be erased.
Well, yeah.
I think that's how what the ending should have either been is she ran in after him once realizing... Yeah, yeah, yeah. He ran in. That's what I thought it was going to be like. They find each other in the middle of it. They lost 8 years because she dragged him out. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Or it was going to be she moved on. Now he's just fucked.
Yeah.
No, he's still a teenager.
Yeah. Or, I don't know, there could have been fucking 100 other things you could have done, it felt like, in this. Because it also showing her montage of her being depressed through this whole time as a mangaka. And it's like there's nothing... I felt like that came out for her positively.
No.
Like, she became a manga artist. Good for her. She hates life.
I think about you every day. Like, what?
Like, now cat sucks. Let's move on.
It's very melodramatic.
And then I also think it's stupid. Like, she goes, she gets the text message. She goes, oh, shit. He remembers. She goes running for him. He tripped and fell and knocked himself out. Because great, great device. Boy, I love that.
He tripped on
what? You know that I'm thinking about it right now? You know what this feels like to me? It feels like it was written by a teenager on Teenager Logic.
Probably.
Is what this feels like to me, right? Like, because even the way like the adults do things, which there's not there for very often, but like the way they're portrayed or the way like she's hung up on this like for 13 years past that, right, feels very, and like the whole melodrama of it feels like fueled by teenage hormones.
I think this is a movie for teenagers because it probably hits the nail, right? It's like, this is relatable.
It's hashtag deep.
Yeah, it's like,
you know, hashtag
when you're a teenager, that's your whole world, right? Yeah. And that's all that matters. And when you're an adult, you're like, no, there's some, I have to worry about some X amount of things. So
yeah, which is why even the like the with his dad moving on and stuff, it feels so whiplash to the character because the character's like, well, my hormones dictate that my entire life should revolve around this.
Yeah,
and I don't understand how you can move on.
Yeah,
right.
Well, my sister died. Would you just forget
especially
about
after
it?
You were, you know, a drunk kind of piece of shit dad.
Yeah, yeah. But there's also like, you know, he falls over, right?
Yeah.
And she runs in to. I don't know, put him on his lap because of anime logic. Yeah.
Well, motherfucker, drag him out.
That's why I said, bitch lost fucking her. Like she lost 4 years of her life sitting there until he woke up. She lost all she worked up for.
Yeah.
Because just to take him out.
Because it runs on teenager logic.
Drag the fucker.
Like she was about to get serialized and then she just fucking disappears.
It doesn't revolve around like actual thinking adults.
I think the ending would have been so much better if it was just like they woke or he fell over but he fell over like just before the time or like blah, 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 dragged him out or he just didn't lose time. She picks him up and then they just live happily together without losing an extra 4 years. Because it's not like they lost 4 years.
No.
They just lost outside 4 years. Uh-huh. He lost 14 years of his life outside.
Yeah, because he was gone 8 years or so?
Yeah, eight. Yeah, he was plus gone eight the when knockout she went. Time.
Oh, that's right. Plus another
plus another five or whatever.
Because at the end they said it was 13.
13? Was it 13 or 14? Whatever the number was.
And then she still killed a teenager.
Well, it's weird. I mean, the psychology of people that don't move on from certain things does exist, right?
Yeah.
But it's almost like this event, like fucked her brain so hard, right? That like over 8 years, she never moved on, right? Yeah. If you think about it, 8 years is a long fucking time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a short time, I guess, if you're an adult, right? But from teenage to adult, it is a long time. And it's a long time to like move and do other things or other things take over or other people enter your life.
Definitely with like how strong their work system is.
Yeah.
She doesn't have time to think, no. To be fair. She has time to draw.
And to drink.
And to die.
Yeah. So I don't know, right? So I can understand where something like that stays in the back of your head, right? Because there are traumatic experiences from those years that do stay there, right? And for some people, it does impede some of their forward progress. I mean, that's why therapy exists, right? So, and I can understand where that is and why that's there. It's just interesting that is the route the writer decided to go with it.
Yeah.
In my brain, I'm just like, I respect how she feels, right? But at the same time, like, dude, you know he's not dead.
Yeah.
You know where he is.
Yeah.
You can still go get him.
He's going to come out eventually.
But the issue with that is the answer could be no, though.
It could be that he never comes out.
No. He could come out, but you'll be dead.
Yeah.
Like, because you know, how fast time moves there.
Yeah.
Like, to me, what I thought was going to either happen would have been more interesting too, in my opinion, would have been they both go in to bring a life out. You have to leave a life.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's spicy.
Or like you lose half your lives each, or you lost so much time outside that bringing all three of you come out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's life like a different has changed world. Yeah. So much that you are now just not fucked, but you are basically learning everything all over again. Would have been interesting. But the way they did it, I feel like they just missed every beat that they could have done to amplify it.
I feel like
teenage logic.
It's teenage logic. But it wants to be like deep. You know what it feels like to me?
It's a WAP.
You ever see like the fucking like you'll see an image and it's a bunch of words. And it being like, oh, you know, he did this. And then there's some letters that are highlighted and says he lied. You know that kind of bullshit? Yeah. That is the energy that I get from this movie.
Oh, man. There's
it is that kind of energy where, like, there's this thought like, oh, you know, he made the selfish decision to go in. And she waited for him all this time and he's there. And, like somehow her whole life ended up revolving around this moment. And it just feels like it's that logic is driving it.
Dude, I feel like there could be another part two that would be very interesting. When he comes out, you know, he went in 2005. He came out in 2018. And you're like, what the fuck, dude? The world is so different.
And then 2 years later, the big C happens.
The big C. The big C.
Dude, he comes out in 2020 and he brings it.
Oh,
I feel like, and to me,
that's a punishment.
I feel like the issue with this,
I don't know.
There is no...
I feel like there's no gain.
Well,
he didn't gain anything.
No, yeah. There's no gain or loss in this.
He lost years.
He lost nothing. He lost nothing. He lost 14 minutes of his life.
Yeah.
That's what he lost.
We'll say 14 hours. It was like 4 years, right? He lost maybe like half a day.
Yeah, well, we can say...
like an hour. He lost an hour.
We can say even a whole day. He lost a day. Oh, no.
Yeah.
14 years went by. He lost a whole day.
She wasted it all.
She lost everything.
Yeah.
She gained nothing.
This is a misogynistic story. She gave up everything for the dude.
Yeah.
Fuck you,
bro. Yeah, that's kind of it. Oh, you just... It's lonely teenage Japanese dude logic that runs this story.
Incel guy.
Yeah, fucking incel logic.
The owner's half my son, one of you guys, I'm like, well, maybe he's just into older women. So it comes out. Just like a MILF at that point. You know? I don't know.
That is the logic that this runs on, right? Yeah.
Because this almost had the vibe of the Red Blue movie.
Yeah. It was a little bit. It had the same quality, too.
But to me, what would have been interesting, because we're, you know how the Red... Sorry. Just registered that. The Red Blue movie, forgot the name of it. At least in... It's in the red one. You know when he goes and meets her at the end because they finally get together after all this time?
Right.
That would have been something interesting here where she would have been like an old lady, like fucking 100 years, and maybe he falls in love with her daughter or whatever. She lived life, but then it's like, I remember you. You looked familiar.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah. It's something like that would have been interesting.
I feel like the Red Blue movie has a little bit, even, you know, the like putting aside the early weird teenage logic, right?
Yeah.
There is a certain level of like catharsis by the end of it where it's passable.
I guess I should probably.
Right? It's okay. This doesn't have that. There's none of that.
There's like the I met, blah, 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 before me, like that. But yeah.
Like, there's none of that here. There's no moment where you, like, you know, it pulls a tearjerker on you.
Yeah.
There's none of that. It's just kind of there.
I gain nothing. As the viewer, I gain nothing.
Because at least with, like, you know, like, we'll take the big example. We'll take the Makoto Shinkai example, right?
Right.
Where the prime example of that is your name, right?
Yeah.
Where your name, there is a little bit of teenage logic that runs in. I'm not going to say it's not because that's who it's for. And there is a little bit of that, right?
Yeah.
But it's presented in a way, especially with music choice. I mean, I think music choice does a lot of it.
No, yeah, you're right.
There's a lot of the heavy lifting. But I feel like there's a moment where, like, it hits you, where you can believe these characters doing something absolutely batshit insane with the raging hormones that they have.
Yeah.
That does hit a part of you that remembers that, and you're like,
well, I remember that.
Yeah, and you'll shed a little bit of a tear. Right?
But to me, those would have been if she ran in.
Yeah, see that, and I think that would hit a lot harder.
To me, that logic makes sense. Mm-hmm. She gave up that younger life of hers.
Yes, to run in.
To go in. To get it, drag them out. Sure, you can lose 14 years of your life.
But who cares?
They're together. And then you can have her. The happy ending would have been her arc. At that point, would have been the start of her manga arc.
Yeah. She's like, this 14 minutes that we spent together, I'm going to write about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then GG.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And she could have made the story, and she could have made bank. But I do feel like that would have been a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, he runs in, he sees his sister, and then I guess he goes running out, and she's there.
Yeah.
Like, in her younger self, because she ran in after him.
Yeah.
And then they can have this moment.
They lost a little bit of time, not fucking...
Because at the end of the day, what each person... They kind of needed each other more than anything else or whatever they needed of the, and they found exactly what they needed in the tunnel.
Which did was you, just with what you just tunnel. Said, I could picture myself watching the movie while you said this stuff. Picture they run in, they hug, they kiss. I would have been, while watching the movie, thinking in my head, like, stop kissing, get the fuck out of the tunnel, you're wasting time. Yeah, fuck outside.
But it's passable, right?
No, it is passable. I'm thinking the words you're saying, me watching, and I'm like, that's what I'd be saying right here. Like, get the fuck out.
That's dope brain not working. But for these people where their own world is now each other, it works better.
I wish his interaction with his sister were more like heartwarming.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I died, but it wasn't your fault, or you shouldn't beat yourself about it, blah, blah, blah. You know, move on. Yeah. It's kind of more like, bro, what are you doing here?
Yeah. what I would have done for that scene, too, is it would have been like, you know, he gets here. He's like, they do that scene back and forth, and he realizes, like, I got to get out because I'm wasting time.
Yeah.
And then the scene would have been, he grabbed her arm. He starts to run, and she goes, she's like, nah. No, this is where I belong. This is what life has been.
Yeah.
We don't need to change.
Yeah, we don't
need to change. I'm happy. Yeah. Here,
wherever, or wherever,
whatever's going on. I don't know if she's in heaven or whatever.
You move on.
Yeah. I've moved on. I'll wait for you.
Yeah, wherever.
Until you die, blah, blah, blah. You know, the usual.
That you need to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll be together again.
And then, you know, he goes, no. And she just fucking vanishes. And then he goes, okay, well, I still got to get back. And then that would have been more interesting.
It would be interesting. I feel like it would have been a little bit cheaper because I think he does need to realize in that moment.
Yeah.
Like, he needs to realize, not like forcibly realized, but he needs to have that epiphany moment of that other person is what's important to me more than this anymore. And I need to move on. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Because I think that is more impactful than just the sister forcing him to move on.
Then I guess if you want to do it that way. He needs
to make that choice.
If you want to do it that way, it almost be like, you can take me, but I move at D&D logic. I move slower. So you are losing more time with this person if you want
who
me
is
out.
Important to you now.
Damn, this teenage made you puppy different. Love was crazy, bro.
I mean, it's standard crazy. Anime logic, right?
Teenage is the fuck, bro. It's going to be okay.
It's going to be all right.
We're going to meet someone else.
Besides all those problems, it's not a bad movie.
It's not horrible. And there's moments where I'm like, like, that train's like that train station
with the sunflower scenes. I want the best scene.
Exist. That is nice.
Yeah. I think it's the prettiest scene.
Or like the fireworks.
The fireworks scene. That was pretty.
I think that's
cute.
My second favorite.
Yeah. My favorite. You know, she like reaches over his.
Yeah. I'm like, you go, girl.
And then the interlocking like, that's cute.
I'm like, damn, they fucked her.
Yeah, dude. That's all I wanted, dude. Yeah. Don't you need the kids? That's
lewd. I'm like, this girl knows what she wants.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
But
rim by a man, disgusting.
There's one other thing I want to complain about.
Okay.
I don't know if they had 5 animators on this team, but
they had 3, bro.
I can see why the movie was short.
They had presets in the program.
My God, man. Half the scenes were them facing away.
Oh, yeah.
The scene where they're talking to each other and they show the reflection of her face.
Speaking of but there's Evangelion.
A leaf on her face.
Yeah, at the same time, it's like the animator's like, okay, let's think about this, right? How? We don't want to animate, you know, lips flapping, right? So how do we try to make this as aesthetic as possible without doing this?
There's a show called Evangelion.
That's why
you just stand still for 20 minutes and
you
talk.
You just cover your mouth and you have to animate the mouth.
The birth of the Gendo pose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I said, that was probably my biggest pet peeve when I first was watching the movie. Like, there's no animation. There's like these really beautiful scenes.
Yeah.
And then there's just a lot of just fluff.
That's going to do the thumbnail, like, homage to Evangelion.
90% of the movie felt like it was focused on one thing, and everything else was blurred constantly. Yeah.
Or
and
it
like,
was just a still shot.
Yeah. So it was like, because that's what I would have at least gave in the show. Maybe the show was so beautiful that you can give this, because right now it's a 7.
See, their whole budget went into the tunnel scenes. And the fireworks.
Yeah. All scenes are probably CG. 7.89 on Mal and fucking 7 on IMDb.
A little too high, in my opinion, but yeah. That's fine.
With the audience score of 98 on fucking Rotten Tomatoes. Well, that's like, this is less than 50 people. Yeah. So, you know, you can't really trust
the four people. They got blinded by the Makoto Shinkai-esque.
Like, all those numbers to me, I'm like, wow, the story might not be great, but maybe the animation carried it. Because that's what, you know, like, you saw the punch scene. That's a great shot. Yeah. And we named, like, three or four other scenes that were beautiful. But I don't even feel like the animation dragged this movie up. I feel like this movie was pretty flat all the way around.
You know, it was okay until we watched Yamada-kun OVA right after, and we're like, wow, it looks exactly the same. It is a 10-year-old show.
No, there was more pixels in this show than
there was more.
You put Yamada-kun, I'm like, holy shit.
The animation was smoother.
Yeah.
And the backgrounds were more crisp.
Everything was just as blurry, though.
Yeah. I always think that's funny to me. It's just the cinematic, we're going to mimic bokeh to make it look like that, but you're not supposed to use that, you know, in every shot.
Yeah, but it was like they bokehed everything constantly.
That's the thing, right? Because there's always, you know, in photography, there's it's always a form of language that is said amongst photographers and cinematographers that you shouldn't rely on the crutch of shooting wide open.
Yeah.
Because that's what provides bokeh in a shot, right? That, you know, sometimes it's okay to stop it down to to F8 or something.
But there's just scenes that, like, if you're going to do that, like the scene where she's sitting on the rock talking to him, and you can see his face and he's like solid. Like, they didn't blur him.
Yeah.
Looks very pretty. And then she's in front of him, but it's her legs kicking.
Yeah.
And anytime she was kicking, she was talking, basically. But they didn't go like, okay, he's talking, let's keep him crisp.
Yeah.
And then when she talks, blur him, keep the feet crisp. I thought that'd been interesting. I know it's weird to say.
Okay, so part of me, so I know what you're referring to, and I don't mind when it happens once. Like the whole, the focus.
That was like a fucking 10-minute scene.
I know, I understand. But I'm saying, I don't mind when a scene focus breeds like one time, but it going back and forth wouldn't be my favorite. Honestly,
I think
it would
have been better.
I would have preferred it to be like focused on him, and then you pull out, and you stay pulled out. You know?
Yeah, but he didn't want to pull out, so.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what do you rate this movie?
Dicks.
Pretty high.
So five is mid, right?
Five is technically mid. Seven is mid if you're a Mal user. I mean,
to seven is mid.
5 to 7 is mid.
Like, it wasn't garbage. Well, I wouldn't watch it again.
I wouldn't recommend it either. Well, I'll forget about it, right? Yeah. Who knows how long.
It's like the Red Blue movie. I forgot the name already. It's gone.
I'll forget about it. So we'll say 6. I'll agree with Bob. I'll say it's a 6.
You get a 4?
I'll give it a 5.
Mid.
Mid.
It's like the movie.
Guaranteed me.
It's like the movie The Tunnel of Summer and The Exit of Goodbyes. Goodbye, this movie. I'll never watch you again. Fuck, man.
We're recommended online. Fuck you.
I do want to look up where people put this in their like movies of the year, but it wasn't my favorite.
No, it was
me. No, it was another movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another animated movie.
Yeah.
Another disappointment.
We should watch Dear King, though.
We should watch
the. We should also watch the blues one,
the Blue Jazz or whatever.
Yeah, that one looks good.
Yeah.
Anything else but these? We'll watch it while we're driving 4 hours to Idaho.
We'll be in Idaho next week.
We'll be at Gem State Comic Con.
This probably won't release until after Gem State Comic Con.
Oh well. Yeah,
We were at Gem State. We were there. Wait until we talk about the Hobbit guy we got to see.
What?
Because Sean
Astin. Sean
Astin. Oh, that's right.
That's right.
We can go say hi and be like, yo, we're on a podcast.
Bro, we can finally have our Lord of the Rings podcast.
Yeah.
Animated version.
We should tell them to watch Free Room because it's Lord of the Rings, but animated. Anyway, thanks for watching, guys. If you love this movie, tell us why. If you're like if you're under the age of 18, I understand why.
Did you think this was hashtag deep?
You say that's me, but real, or me for real. Me for real. I'm old man. Sorry. But
just put that down in the comments.
But yeah, tell us what you think of it. If you like anime art, we draw things. We draw faces on like this, so check us out.
Until next time. Peace.